Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. Yep, that's right. It's become a tradition at Red Crest to sit down with Whit, and Whit is with Z-Man Products. And man, I tell you what, they always have new and different products, great products. And so, Whit, I'm going to get, you know, give them the stage. I've given it to you to tell them.
Yeah, like you said, we always are coming out with new innovative products and a whole bunch of them. This year we came out with close to 15 at ICAST, so I brought a few of my personal favorites here to show off.
All right.
So just to start off, you know, with us being back at the grass fisheries, this one's with Santee Cooper, Cooper River, where we're headquartered. This one's special to me, but of course, this time of year, all across the country, chatterbaits are winning tournaments everywhere.
Yeah.
Super great pre-spawn, post-spawn bait. So we've made a ton of chatterbaits now. We've got about 15 chatterbaits as well. So we've learned a lot. We've made some. We've got different feedback on everyone we've made. We've gotten feedback on things people didn't like about some. We've got feedback about things people did like about some. So one of our goals with this one was to combine all of that feedback from our customers and pros alike and put it all into one chatterbait, make sure anything people have criticized with the chatterbait, we didn't do with this. Anything people loved about certain chatterbaits, we did do with this. Our other goal was not only to make a premium chatterbait, but to try and keep it under $10 so everyone can better afford this guy, a little more easy on the pocket.
That's in line with spinnerbaits.
And, you know, I mean, way the economy's going, it's great to have some more affordable baits on the market, and we want to take care of our customers that way. So a few cool features about this is...
Tell them what it is.
This is the new Chatterbait Elite Evo.
Okay. Yep. So E-V-O.
Yep. Short for Evolution. You know, this is, it's evolved from all our other chatterbaits. And it's actually taken place of our old Elite. Much better than the Elite, though.
Oh, wow.
I would say improve, but that's an understatement with this guy.
Right.
A few of the cool features on it, though, is not only did we epoxy coat all these blades so the paint will stay on a lot better with our painted blades, but a few of our blades, we've actually done glitter coating on
it. Oh, wow.
Haven't done that on any of our chatterbaits yet. And then, of course, you have high attention to detail, realistic eyes, wire-tied skirt, you know, got to have those on a premium chatterbait.
Right.
Did a really cool keeper, too, though. So we've got a lead bar here, which that alone, we have some of on some of our TT Lures jig heads, and that alone holds Elastec really well. But we also added one single barb under the bait. So when you're rigging the bait, our Elastec, you push it up there, and you pull that guy out, pull it up over it, it makes it really easy to pull that bait over that keeper.
And that's the trick to putting any of the Elastecs on is to pull out and then bring it down.
Because Elastec doesn't rip. It's easy to cut, but it doesn't rip. So you know, you want to stretch that thing out and pull it over that keeper rather than trying to tear that keeper into the Elastec.
That'd be my tip if I had to give a tip on Z-Man products.
Yep. And it's as far as the action goes, it's great. Super hard vibration, one of our hardest vibrating chatterbaits. Vibrates right off the get-go, which is most all of our chatterbaits do that. And that's super important because, you know, if you're ripping a chatterbait out of grass, you get, you know, your reaction strikes comes as soon as it starts to pop out of that grass. So you need that blade to be already thumping as it's coming out of there. And this does that.
Wow.
The other awesome thing about it is it hunts really well. You give it that quick little half turn, and it hunts, goes that quick dart side to side, and that's awesome for triggering bites, especially if you haven't been knocking any grass and just want to do that mid-cast.
Right.
And then as far as our trailer goes here, I have here our new chatter spike.
Right.
You know, we've had a couple chatterbait trailers in the past, like our Razor Shads. A lot of people also like to use our goats as trailers, but we wanted to come out with a more of a straight tail trailer style, something that'll again hunt really well and just give a smaller profile than some of our other trailers, you know.
Right.
Sometimes they're less on smaller drag bait, so you can get get this and slim it down a little bit. So, uh-huh. Great trailer here.
And what's the name of the trailer?
Chatter Spike. Yep.
That shouldn't be hard to put the two together. Chatter Spike.
Yep. You know, buy you a Chatter Bait, a pack of Chatter Spikes, you're good to go.
Yeah. But you also came out with a tool. Is this the first tool that Z-Man has ever produced?
It is. It is our very first tool, and frankly, kind of a revolutionary one a little bit, because, you know, everyone loves putting rattles on all sorts of baits. You know, all your hard baits have some sort of rattle in them. A lot of people will put glass rattles on their jigs. Yep. Some very popular to have a rattle. But there's not really a great way to put a rattle in a soft plastic, much less a LazTech that's so durable. So we've got this Rattlesnaker tool. Uh-huh. It comes with 10 rattles. We also sell replacement packs. But you pull a rattle out of this convenient chamber on the back.
Right.
And then you grab whatever bait you want to have in it. I normally try and find a spot right after where the hook would sit, or maybe in the belly.
Okay.
So it doesn't interfere with the hook, but also that tail still has some action. So like with our minnows, I like to put it about right there. So it's not in the way of the hook or the tail.
Right.
You pull your needle out here.
Right.
And you can insert it wherever you wanted that guy to sit in your bait. And then you pull this apart. This is literally just a ram rod, just a straight little metal rod, dull on the end, and then a hole that goes down into that needle.
Right.
So now you can take your rattle, drop it into this hole, take your ram rod, close it all up, and just like that, I've got a rattle dead in the middle of this bait.
Yep.
The hole's all closed up. You can hear it in there.
Can't hear it in my mic because it's so loud in here. But you can tell that it's very small. So is that glass?
Yep, it's a small glass rattle, two metal beads in there.
Get that noise off a glass rattle.
Yep. Yeah, very loud because it's glass, and also nice and small, so you can fit it into some smaller baits like this without affecting the action.
Yeah, that's a pretty small bait.
Yep. So super excited about this guy because it's you know, it's a game changer, especially if you're fishing some dirty water, or just trying to call fish in from a distance. You know, it's great for that. Like if you're cane fishing or something, even you can put this in your jerk shads and give it a little extra rattle and. Plus, you know, everybody's out there throwing a jerk shad. They're all silent, and then you got one that's rattling. That's completely different. It makes those fish want to check it out and see what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, just getting to edit along with attracting the fish, just getting to make it a little different from everyone else's and triggers a few extra bites in that sense.
Yep. All right. Well, you got more.
Yep.
I see you got more.
Yep. Number three on my list out of our new products. You know, LiveScope, as it's no secret, it's a huge thing right now. Some people love it. Some people don't love it so much. But no doubt, that's all that's talked about right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
So this right here is our finesse-sized jig head. We've actually made this for a while.
Yeah.
And this is our scented jerk shads. We made a few sizes of this for a while, but we just came out with our 3.5-inch size. And these guys put together are by far my favorite LiveScope bait, which, you know, it's no secret the jig head minnow deal is huge. But this one's my favorite for a couple of reasons. One, simply that it's scented, but also our LazTech is so soft, you can barely twitch that rod and you can get that tail moving. So if you're out there January, February, fishing over some brush, you can barely tip that rod and those cold, lethargic fish are going to be a lot more tempted to eat that thing that's barely moving like that. So that super soft LazTech is so great for that LiveScope fishing. You know, Ned Meeky style fishing.
That's right, exactly. Why not just have your own name for your own? Well, I mean, the Ned Rig, of course, come Z-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the origins of that. And so this is also come from that. So these come in a lot of different colors, but this is the color. If you can only buy one color, I would say you should probably buy Gussie's Glimmer Blue.
That's my favorite color because, as you may be aware, last year's Bassmaster Classic, Gussie actually won on a scented jerk shad. So,
and he was the reason why you come with the 3.5 was because Gussie was cutting his a little bit, wasn't he? So that he'd have that.
And also, that's a new color for him just because he won the Classic. We let him design a color for us, and he did a good job. That's a it's one of those it's a natural color because it's got that glimmer blue in there, but it's also got that base white and that base pearl in there, so it shows up really well in stained water too. It's kind of the best of both worlds with that guy.
The jerk shad, they come in different sizes though. Tell us the different sizes they come in.
Yeah, so most live scopers are going to be using the 3.5 or a 4, but we also have a 5, which is great. You can throw that on our ZWG weighted hook and you can work it and jerk it side to side. And we also have a bigger one too, a 7-inch, which, you know, a lot of guys like that for the striper market, that type of thing.
Yep, I can see that. So something about Z-Man products that everyone should know is Elastex doesn't play good with other plastic. So while you're grabbing one of your tackle boxes, that's one thing that you should know that happens. And so what's going to explain the reason why they come up with your tackle box, you know, so you can put your products in, but they're in there. Why are they in there?
So this is a different type of plastic, and is by no means that this plastic is bad. This is actually 100% non-toxic, safe plastic, but other types of plastic can have a reaction with this and cause it to melt. So our favorite way of storing it is in some of our select storage bags. Yeah, there's also some other companies that make some types of trays that you can do similar things with. This is our bait blocks. So you can, you know, you've got some dividers here, kind of like a little filing cabinet. Yeah. Slip your baits in here. You know, you could put your worms here, your swim baits here, your jerk shads here. Got a little spot. You can throw your jig heads, maybe throw your pliers in the back here.
Right. Are things that you're going to use all the time.
Yep.
So these are cool because, like, I would think they're very popular with, like, kayak anglers because these are basically they're a canvas kind of type material. So if they're going to get pushed around or
not gonna crack or anything, you know, I could throw this across the room. I mean, it's just fabric.
You could throw that across the room, but like 10 people are gonna catch it and run for the door.
We wouldn't be getting it back.
That would be a great prize pack.
That would
be really good right there. But that's the reason that people should know that you have those and you have different sizes in these three different sizes.
We've got our lockers, which holds a little more. And then we've also got, we don't have one here, but we've also got our bait binders and the bait binders double wide, which are more like a binder, like a school binder. And all of our bags, or at least our 5-inch bags, have little holes in each end.
Yeah.
And the binders have a ring. So you can take those rings, put them through the holes, and fit about maybe 10 or 15 of these in one of those little binders. So if you're like pond hopping or something, you can get that binder, get a little carabiner, attach it to your belt loop. Great. Like I've got one when I travel to shows like this. I've got a little binder I throw in my suitcase. It's got some Ned rigs and some zinkers and just a few things I know I can catch fish.
You wouldn't go fishing, would you, if you go somewhere? You wouldn't be tempted to go fishing, would you?
You know, you
your bosses are listening. You just tell them I'm always working.
Oh, yeah, always working.
But that's a good idea, those little binder things. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures, and they have a full line of hard and soft baits. Their crankbaits, awesome, so you need to check them out. That's a big thing that's happening is a lot of people crappie fishing and trolling with the Pico Lures, the square bills or the deep divers. So check them out at picolures.com. Whit, if they like to find out some more about these baits, and definitely I'm going to recommend Gussie's jerk shad and some jig heads to catch fish with forward facing. Where would they go?
Yeah, our website, zmanfishing.com. You can find pictures and information about every bait we have on there. We've got lots of information about you know, fishing with our pros and all sorts of articles on there. Anything you want to find about Z-Man, you can find right on zmanfishing.com.
All right, there you have it. Well, like I like to always end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp. Lures in the water.